भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Canto 4, Chapter 9, Dhruva Maharaj returns home, text 64 and 65. 65 is on the board. I'll first read text 64, then we'll together chant 65. वाप्यो वैदुर्यशोपाना पद्मत्पोलकुमुद्वती हंसकारण्डवकुलैः जुष्टाश्चक्रावसारसैः। ट्रांसलेशन: देयर आर एमरल्ड स्टेयरकेसेस व्हिच लेड टू लेक्स फुल ऑफ वेरियसली कलर्ड लोटस फ्लावर्स एंड लिलीज एंड स्वान्स करंडवज चक्रवाकज cranes and similar other valuable birds were visible in those lakes. Purport: It appears that not only was the place surrounded by compounds and gardens with various gardens and varieties of trees, but there are small man-made lakes also, where the water was full of many colored lotus flowers and lilies. And to get down to the lakes, there were staircases made of valuable jewels such as emeralds. By the beautifully positioned garden houses, there were many luxuriant birds such as swans, karandavas, chakravakas and cranes. These birds generally do not live in filthy places like crows do. The atmosphere of the city was very healthy and beautiful. It can simply be imagined from its description. Text 65. Uttana Padarajarsih प्रभावं तनयस्यतम् श्रुत्वा दृष्ट्वाद्भुततमम् प्रपेदे विस्मयं परम् उत्तानपादराजर्षिः प्रभावं तनयस्यतम् श्रुत्वा दृष्ट्वाद्भुततमम् प्रपेदे विस्मयं परम् उत्तानपादराजर्षिः प्रभावं तनयस्यतम् श्रुत्वा दृष्ट्वाद्भुततमम् prapede vismayam param. Please repeat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Uttana Pada King Uttana Pada Rajarshi Great Saintly King Prabhavam Influence Tanayasya of his son. Tam that Srutva hearing Drishtva seeing Adbhuta wonderful Tamam in the superlative degree Prapede happily felt Vismayam wonder Param supreme. Translation: the saintly king Uttanapada, hearing of the glorious deeds of Dhruva Maharaj and personally seeing also how influential and great he was, felt very satisfied. For Dhruva's activities are wonderful to the supreme degree. Please repeat after me. The saintly king Uttanapada, hearing of the glorious deeds of Dhruva Maharaj, and personally seeing also how influential and great he was, felt very satisfied. For Dhruva's activities were wonderful to the supreme degree. Purport: when Dhruva Maharaj was in the forest executing his austerities, his father Uttanapada heard everything about his very wonderful activities. Although Dhruva Maharaj was the son of a king and was only 5 years old, he went to the forest and executed devotional service under strict austerity. Therefore, these acts were all wonderful. And when he came back home, naturally, because of his spiritual qualifications, he became very popular amongst the citizens. He must have performed many wonderful activities by the grace of the Lord. No one is more satisfied than the father of a person who is credited with glorious activities. Maharaj Uttanapada was not an ordinary king. He was a Rajarshi, a saintly king. Formerly, this earth was ruled by one saintly king only. Kings were trained to become saintly. Therefore, they had no other concern than the welfare of the citizens. These saintly kings were properly trained. And as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita also, the science of God or the yoga system of devotional service known as Bhagavad Gita was spoken to the saintly king of the sun planet. And gradually it descended through the Kshatriya kings who were generated from the sun and the moon. If the head of the government is saintly, certainly the citizens become saintly. And they are very happy because both their spiritual and physical needs and hankerings are satisfied. This fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam deals with four episodes. This is the second episode we are dealing with about Dhruva Maharaj. In first episode we have seen in the first seven chapters, it has been described how Daksha, he attained perfection by religiosity. Now, in the second episode of Dhruva Maharaj, we will see in five chapters, it has started from chapter 8, it will be described in these five chapters. Dhruvasya Arthasiddhi Nirupanam, Arthasiddhi. How did Dhruva Maharaj attain perfection in economic development? Then Kama Siddhi Nirupanam and Moksha Siddhi Nirupanam will be described in the next two episodes is yet to come. So in this chapter we can see how Dhruva Maharaj, he has attained perfection. In today's description we will be focusing on this word Prabhavam and Adhutatamam. If we see in the material world, many people are trying to spread their influence through their occupation or intentions. Sometimes coming to the devotee life also, some devotees even try to spread their influence by their occupation or intentions. How to become successful to spread the influence or to become an influential personality where you do not have to show your influence to the people but everybody will recognize you. Just like in today's verse you can see Uttanapada Rajarshi Prabhavam Tamayasyatam. he saw the prabhava, the influence of his son. Not only he saw, but srutva, drushtva, bhutatamam. He saw it personally, and also he had heard what was the influence of his son. Prapede vismayam tanam, vismayam param. So Prabhupada, he is very nicely, you know, translating this word, tamam, in the superlative degree. So, here we can see this small boy, Dhruva, when he was only 5 years old, you know this story, when he was attempting to take a seat on his father's lap, he was scolded by his stepmother, Suruchi. And being a Kshatriya son, Kshatriya blood is there, he was very much agitated, and he couldn't tolerate the insult of his stepmother. He went to his real mother, and after hearing from Suniti, he decided to go to the forest. Uttanapada, he didn't know all these things, but after he left the forest, then he realized, oh, my son, small boy, he has left the forest. Then, when he was in the forest, what he was doing? He was performing austerities, severe austerity, being instructed by Narad Muni. Here in this verse it is said, Srutva means hearing. What did he hear? He heard about the influence of the austerity of his son Dhruva. Who heard this? Uttanapad. From who? From Narad Muni. What did he hear? He heard his small boy, in the beginning month, he was eating only fruits. For 1 month, first 1 month, he was eating only fruits, whatever is available. Says, bell fruit. It's not a very delicious fruit. Bell fruit and some other fruits, some berries were available in the forest. He would go and gather and eat those fruits, then serve the Lord. Then after 1 month, he would go out and gather some dry leaves and survive with that. Then when the third month arrives, he would drink only water. See how he is increasing his penance. Then in fourth month, he would breathe only once in every 12 days. Then in fifth month, he stopped breathing even and stood on one leg. He is a son of a king, Rajarshi. He was the only king. He didn't have any lacking in his palace, but his son is performing such a severe austerity in the forest. He had heard all these things, and when finally being pleased with the austerities of Dhruva Maharaj, Supreme Lord appeared before him, then finally, as a small boy, he was trying to say something because he saw Supreme Lord has appeared in front of him. But he didn't go to school, he didn't study Veda. How can he offer prayer to the Lord? But it was possible. When Dhruva Maharaj does desert, Lord, he touched his counsel to his cheek. Then Dhruva Maharaj was endowed with all Vedic knowledge. Then he started to offer beautiful prayers to the Lord. Then finally, we know, Lord, he gave him benediction. And then when Lord wanted to give him benediction, he said, no, I didn't want. Kacham vichinvan api divyaratnam swamin kritarthusmi varam na jache. Oh my dear Lord, I was simply searching for the broken glass piece But I have found diamond, so I do not want. But Lord said, no, my dear son, what people will say? Dhruva was a small boy. See, supreme personality of God, he cheated him. He didn't know how to beg from the Lord. In fact, he came with an intention to get a seat even higher than his father's. But Lord, he didn't fulfill his desire because he was a small boy. He didn't know how to beg. How can he cheat him? No. People will criticize me. No, I have to do something. What did he do? He benedicted Dhruva Maharaj with, he said, you will enjoy this kingdom for 36,000 years and after that you will go to a planet of mine which is eternal. So Uttanapad, he heard everything from Narad Muni, that what is the influence of his son is spreading all around. Even the demigods, they are praising Dhruva Maharaj. Then what to speak of a king like Uttanapad? So he heard everything. Sutva. Now, again, drishtva adbhutatamam, adbhutatamam. Superlative degree. Positive, comparative and superlative. Good, better, best. Here, adbhutatamam. Adbhuta, adbhutatara, then adbhutatamam. Means there is nothing beyond superlative degree. In English grammar we have learned this. So adbhutatamam, what is that adbhutatamam? This is adbhutatamam. You can see that this stepmother, Suruchi, who was so envious of this little boy, now he can embrace him. When Dhruva Maharaj is returning to the palace, King Uttanapada along with all his ministers and with royal order, he is going to greet his son. And now you can see this Suruchi who forbade Dhruva to come to the lap of his father, now she is embracing Dhruva. And she said with words of feeling from her heart that, my dear boy, may you live long. She was previously thinking, my son Uttam, he would occupy the throne. But now, he is not thinking like that. Because of the austerity, because of the favor Dhruva Maharaj has gained from the Supreme Lord. So when Uttanapad, he heard all this and he saw personally how he was even so warmly received by the subjects, he was very much satisfied. Prapede vismayam param. Vismayam. He was struck with wonder. So the point is, here we can see that from this particular section of Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing is possible without tapasya. If somebody wants to become an effulgent person or an influential person, he should perform tapasya. Then only he will become influential. So, then question comes, we have to perform tapasya. So who we should perform tapasya so that we can become influential, we can become effulgent? Just like there is a saying, if you go to somebody who doesn't have 1 lakh rupees, then how can he give you even 5 rupees? He cannot give you 5 rupees, right? So you have to go to somebody who has got more than 5 rupees, then he can lend you 5 rupees. So similarly, here, if you want to become influential, then you have to perform austerity. In this verse it is said, Prabhavam Tanayasyatam. His son was very much influential. How he was influential? Because he performed austerity to to the Supreme Lord. He is the possessor of all prabhava. In Nectar of Devotion, while explaining the 64 qualities of Krishna, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī explains about Teja. Teja is one of the 64 qualities of Krishna. He describes this Teja as Teja means Dhamma and Prabhava. Dhamma refers to effulgence and Prabhava refers to influence. He says, he gives a definition to Prabhava. Prabhava means Prabhava Sarvajit Sthiti. Means Prabhava refers to his capacity to conquer all others. So if Krishna, he is not an influential personality, then somebody who is worshipping him, how can he become influential? There is no question of the worshipper becoming influential unless the object of worship is an influential personality. Krishna is all-powerful. He is all-influential personality. And Rupa Goswami is giving this beautiful example. He is saying that Duratastam avalokya madhavam kamalangam api ranga mandale. When this Kamalanga Madhava, Krishna, he was a small boy. He entered this concert arena, Ranga Mandale. And where were those people? Who was there to greet Krishna in that Ranga Mancha, in that arena? He's saying, Kansa Malla. Wrestlers were there. And who are these wrestlers giving the recognition? He said, Parvatod bhata bhujantarapyasau. Their chest was like mountain. Big mountain. So now these people are going to embrace a baby, teenager, Krishna. Tender boy. He is coming to be embraced by a wrestler whose chest is like a mountain. And this tender boy, he is going very happily, he is very beautiful, with smile in his face, he is entering this arena to be embraced by a wrestler whose chest is as big as a mountain. What do you understand from this? He says, when such kind of wrestlers saw Krishna coming in, they were very much agitated with fear. Oh, this boy is going to do something to us, Rupa Goswami is saying. This is Prabhava. This is Prabhava. This is influence. You do not have to show by your occupation or intention. Sometimes people try to spread their influence by occupation or intentions. But see, Krishna. If you are the devotees of Krishna, you serve him wholeheartedly, he will make you influential. If you go to a place where people are yet to attack, then when they see you are a Vaishnava, they will be very much happy and satisfied. Śrīla Prabhupāda. We can see Śrīla Prabhupāda was a true influential personality in this world. Who can excel the influence of Śrīla Prabhupāda when it comes to spreading the cult of Chaitanya Mahāprabhu? Even after coming to Krishna consciousness, many devotees, they try to enjoy even their spiritual master. And Śrīla Prabhupāda once is giving a narration where he says that one of my godbrother, the disciple of His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted to enjoy the wealth of Guru Maharaj. And my Guru Maharaj, he gave him the opportunity to use, to enjoy the material wealth. But he didn't empower him to go out and spread the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the whole world. Then he is speaking about himself. He says, oh, here is another devotee who didn't desire anything, but he had only desired to fulfill the desire of his spiritual master. And he is favored by his spiritual master. Now he is successfully preaching the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the whole world. So again, how can Dhruva Maharaj become influential? Here the point is, when Dhruva Maharaj left home, first he met with Narad Muni. He received instruction from Narad Muni. Then, next step, he went to the forest and he was engaged in the austerity in uncompromising manner. There is no compromise. Oh, my Guru Maharaj instructed me, you are living in Brahmacharya Ashram. Every day you must go to Mangalarti. Today is very cold, man. Who would like to go and take a cold shower to go to the deity? No, I don't like. Okay, Guru Maharaj has told me, I understand this, but when it is very cold, maybe 1 or 2 days if you miss it, doesn't matter. No. What was the intensity of Dhruva Maharaj's austerity? Once he was eating only fruits, he stopped eating fruits, he was living by the dry leaves, then even water, then he stopped drinking water, was only breathing, stopped breathing. Day by day, his austerity was intensified. But in our case, as day goes by, after getting so much opulent living in the society, we try to lose our taste for bhakti. And we come out with our own understanding. No, this is what is not going to help you to become a real influential devotee. Actually, devotees do not want to become influential. But the point is, here, how did Dhruva Maharaj become so powerful? These two things are very important. That instruction of Guru Maharaj. We accept the instruction of your Guru Maharaj by your heart, then follow it as it is. There is nothing to narrate. All of you know how Srila Prabhupada in many occasions he has stressed on this point that I am only successful because I am chaste to the order of my Guru. I have no other mission in my life. Even he would say that I left everything and now I have everything, but nothing belongs to me. And I have accepted everything for the sake of serving Krishna and engaging everybody in the loving service to Krishna. So that is success. That's why we can see when Prabhupada, he would go and meet with some so-called influential persons in the society, how he would address them? Oh, you are like dogs and hogs. Oh, this is doggish life. You can directly, straight, on their face, he can blast them like this. Right? Who can do this? Nobody can do this. Because he had influence. He had prabhava. How did that prabhava come to him? Because he was chaste to the order of his spiritual master. He didn't see any other thing. So, here, we have to understand this, that we should perform wonderful activities in terms of executing devotional service, Panchanga or Navanga Bhakti, Navadha Bhakti. If we perform it under the guidance of our spiritual master and the authorities in the temple, then Krishna will protect us. Sometimes devotees, they say, well, we are in the temple for so many years, but you know, I am not recognized. Nobody even knows what I am doing. I can do so many things. They express their desires. But if you are so special, Krishna will definitely use you as an instrument in his hand. Srila Prabhupada, he gives the example that he will empower you. Just like he says, oh, for certain business, I have empowered my disciple. I have given the power of attorney. He says, power of attorney. What? Oh, you can do this. You can sign for me. Then he says, still, he is my disciple. I have empowered him because he listens to me. He is dear to me. Whatever I say, he listens. That's why I am empowering him. I have given him the power of attorney. So this is the secret. The secret is, we just simply remain a servant, an order carrier to the teacher of our spiritual master, and try to follow it perfectly, then Krishna will bless us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurati Se Namaha, is most munificent of all incarnations. He is coming to help the Kali Yuga living entities to become real influential people. So anyone who is coming to join in his movement and listening to the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from spiritual master and executing it, they are being recognized. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us holy name. We have to chant this holy name perfectly without desiring anything. Holy name can give us everything. Chant holy name nicely. Whatever service been given to you by your guru or authority, try to perform it unpretentiously, and Krishna will bless you. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada, he gives another explanation about the kings receiving the knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, and this knowledge is coming in disciplic succession to us. What he meant us by telling that kings, he is referring to this word Rajarshi. What should a Rajarshi do? What should be his kind of activities, his approach to take care of the subjects in the country? We also have some, even though we are not Rajarshis, we have some responsibilities. We will sometimes take care of the devotees. So what Srila Prabhupada is saying, let us hear from him. He is saying, the kings of all planets are especially meant for the protection of the inhabitants, and therefore the royal order should understand the signs of Bhagavad Gita in order to be able to rule the citizens and protect them from material bondage to lust. Human life is meant for cultivation of spiritual knowledge in eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the executive heads of all states and all planets are obliged to impart this lesson to the citizens by education, culture and devotion. So that's why our Mayapur Institute is there. Devotees are coming. We are training them up. We hope devotees from different countries, from all over the world, they will recognize this effort of MI. They can come and they can study. They can be well trained and skilled in education, culture and devotion, and go back and take care of the devotees in their country. So this is what Srila Prabhupada wants us to do. Thank you very much. I will stop here. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Oh, Gita Nagari, you have. Every day you have some question. This is a very good sign.
So I'm doing in the very beginning of the class, you was, I never heard this explanation before, that in this fourth canto, first we hear the story of
Daksha.
Daksha. So that's Dharma. Now we're hearing the story of
Dhruva.
Dhruva, so that's Artha. And I want to know who's Kama and who's Moksha.
Kama is Prithu Maharaj. And then Moksha is Pratinavarhi and Prachetas. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.